I'm Joey, and I'm here with Eden and Molly, and today we are going to be talking about uncomfortable situations that women are subject to with men. Eden, can you share an experience that made you feel kind of weirded out?
Yeah, so just last week, I was strolling through Walmart in the women's section, and I came across this really short man covered in some sort of residue. He starts talking to himself about how hard it is to find women's sweatshirts and how he needed help finding them.
That sounds kind of weird.
I know, so I started walking towards my boyfriend who was in the men's section and immediately noticed the guy's pace starting to speed up. When I would walk past the jackets, he would follow my path. I immediately beelined to my boyfriend and stood next to him as close as I could as the guy came up to both of us.
So it sounds very clear that he was following you?
It was very obvious. And then he then continued to have a 3-minute conversation with my boyfriend about women's sweatshirts. I stood there grasping my pepper spray as my boyfriend had no idea what just happened. I FaceTimed my friend as the conversation was going just to have someone on the phone if anything were to happen. We started to walk away and he tried again to continue walking with us.
That's crazy. And how did you get out of the situation?
Well, we found an employee and they stood there and we kind of explained everything to her and she watched us walk out safely and I was still really hesitant walking out. I kept scanning the exit and the parking lot. I was really uncomfortable and I wouldn't have imagined being in some place I didn't recognize. I know a lot of girls who go on vacation and experience similar things.
I had an experience like that. I'm walking on the street in New Orleans, slightly in front of my guy friend, and two men come up to me, one in the front and one behind. The first started screaming rape in my ear, and the other man was yelling, "You're not gonna do it, you're not gonna do it."
So he just started screaming at you in public?
Yeah, just in the middle of the street. The first man says, "Yes, I am, yes, I am," screaming vulgar insults at me, getting extremely close to me. They stay there, surrounding me for about 5 minutes, getting closer and continuing to yell at me. Eventually, I was able to walk away, but they followed me for a couple minutes, but then left.
How often does a situation like this occur?
This happens often, not only in person, but also online. As we look for people who wanted to share their stories, we came across Leah Vahelios, a senior at River Hill, who came up to us with a story about someone making a fake Instagram account of her.
Hi, Leah. I'm with River Hill Journalism, and I'm going to be interviewing you today on uncomfortable experiences you've had with men. So just to start, what uncomfortable experiences have you had with men?
Yeah, I've had men catcall me, and I've had men follow me in public and comment on what I was wearing. I've also had fake Instagram accounts made of me.
Wow, can you explain what happened on the fake Instagram account?
I see a bunch of people texting me and calling me because there was an Instagram account that was made of me. At this point, I'm very confused because I have no idea who made this account of me, and there are nudes being posted on this account, and people think it's me.
What did you do next?
First, I reported the account and told people that it wasn't me, and then I blocked the account and it went away.
Well, it's good that you were able to get the account off Instagram, but how did it make you feel?
It made me feel extremely uncomfortable and attacked.
Was there any point where you felt uncomfortable?
I felt unsafe because I had no idea who made this fake account of me or why they did it, and I also didn't know how many people saw the account. I didn't want people to get the wrong idea of me from a fake Instagram account.
Great, thanks.
Especially at the high school level, it was a noticeable trend that many had stories to share but wanted to stay anonymous. One high school student shares her experience of being somewhat trapped and alone in a parking garage.
So, have you had any uncomfortable experiences with men?
Yes, I have.
And if so, what happened? Would you like to elaborate on one of the experiences?
Okay, yeah. So one time I was in a parking garage and I was leaving my parking garage and I had a couple questions about the ticketing and like the format of it all.
Like to pay the ticket?
To pay, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was really confusing. And I saw a guy in the corner who I wasn't sure if he was a worker or not. And I put my window down and I was asked him if he was a worker and he said...
Oh, you were in your car when
yeah,
this was happening? Okay.
And he said, kinda. He was like, I'm kind of a worker.
Huh?
Yeah, the first red flag right there.
Yeah.
And then he came over to the car And that's where I started feeling really uncomfortable when he said that he was like kind of a worker. And he could tell that I didn't want to talk to him after that, but my window was still down, and it was too awkward to just put it up and leave because
Awkwardly lock your car
door. The
thing
was locking me into the garage. The thing wasn't up yet, so I didn't have anywhere to go. And he put his hands on my car, like inside the car, kind of like where the window is down on the window part.
Oh my gosh!
He got really close to my face. And then I was like, never mind, I'm okay, I'll figure it out. And he was like, no, like, let me try to help you. And I saw his hand just, like, moving towards the door handle.
Trying to open it?
Yeah, it seemed like he was trying to open the door. And so I ended up, like, putting the window up in his face without saying anything.
Yeah.
And then, like, making him leave.
Jeez, how did you end up getting out of that situation?
He ended up like walking away somehow. I can't really remember how it was because it was kind of a while ago.
Kind of traumatic.
But, he ended up walking away, and I like quickly just like did everything as fast as I could to try to leave. Like, I was even gonna like back up and just go back into the parking garage and just stay in the parking
garage.
Just to leave. But I ended up being able to leave after I put the window up and he left.
And this situation that happened, do you think that you're taking it with you now as, like, you're more aware of your, like, surroundings?
Yes, I am. Because I feel like I was kind of, I was naive for asking him because he wasn't really wearing, like, work clothes.
Anything identifying.
Yeah. And so I also was, like, in an area where no one was around us, and I was alone. And so it was just like I should have been more just like aware of the surroundings and everything to see, like, yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Cool. All right.
After hearing countless stories of crazy experiences girls have had to go through, it is clear that the feeling of being unsafe is prominent when put into certain situations, especially when you are initially alone. Even in Colombia, which is known as one of the safest communities, anything can happen. If you ever feel unsafe or have gone through an experience dealing with harassment, make sure to immediately find help and report it if you feel that is necessary.